Hog numbers at record highs. As of the 1st of December, the number of hog and pigs in the U.S. at 68.3 million head. That's up 1% from a year ago and is the largest inventory seen since USDA began this report in 1988. The breeding herd is also up 1% from December of 2014 at 6 million head. Iowa, at a million head, has 1/6 of the total breeding herd numbers in the U.S. The state of Oklahoma is the fifth largest breeding herd state at 470,000 head now. The market hog supply also up at 1% at 62.3 million head. The number of saved pigs per litter also at record levels. Looking at the numbers, University of Missouri Extension economist Dr. Ron Plain, perhaps the leading hog economist in the country when it comes to land grants, says he's amazed by what producers have been able to do with the saved pigs per litter number.
PED showed up a couple years ago and just devastated the size of the pig crop in the winter of 2013-14 and ended up with a very short supply and record hog prices in 2014. But we've certainly bounced back. Pigs per litter this fall quarter, September, October, November, it was a record 10.53 head. It's the third consecutive quarter that we've set records on pigs per litter, and so we producers have figured out how to at least for the time being live with PED virus in the nation, and those large pigs per litter is offsetting what is fortunately a declining sow herd.
With the record numbers in this quarterly report, questions are beginning to surface about slaughter capacity. Steve Mayer, who's a vice president with an outfit called EMI Analytics, says the fourth quarter of 2016 is his biggest concern.
Let's put it this way. We're very close to that capacity number here, have been for 3 weeks now. We'll probably start backing off from it now, but if you add anything to that, I don't took the slaughter. I think we're going to be at or above capacity for several weeks next fall. And from what this report says, and there's no help on the way on capacity by the fall of 2016. The two announced new large plants, one in Michigan, one in Sioux City, Iowa, are under construction, but they will not start slaughtering animals until the summer of 17. So they won't be up and running and available for, at any large numbers until the fall of 17.
Steve Mayer with EMI Analytics. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.